You know, one alternative that we didn't talk about that's not approved in this situation is abiraterone. But, you know, I have seen, I think there was a paper that we found where they brought up the economic advantage of using abiraterone, give it with a meal, you give less dose. We talked about that at the meeting. You know, it sounds like the benefits of these agents are pretty profound, but would you go to this kind of strategy?
Not except under, say, special circumstances where for financial reasons it's the only therapy a patient could receive. So we just don't have the large randomized controlled trial of abiraterone in this setting. The duration of exposure is longer, so I do worry a little bit more about the safety issues. Prednisone twice a day is not an issue I worry about in patients with mCRPC or, for that matter, with high-risk non-hormone-sensitive metastatic disease. But in disease state like non-metastatic CRPC, I'd prefer a better tolerated agent, or I should say, I become more concerned about the chronic toxicity of prednisone.
Anything new with that? I kind of had the impression that there was very little toxicity. Is there more than I thought? I mean, what about patients with diabetes, for example?
Yeah, I would characterize all the agents we're discussing as well tolerated, but you know, once you have them in your clinic and you're routinely treating patients, you begin to appreciate some of the issues that come into play. So the specific issues around abiraterone, it's a minority of patients, but they're worth mentioning, are patients with poorly controlled diabetes where the addition of some prednisone could be a meaningful issue. Certainly treated plenty of patients with diabetes with abiraterone, acetate, and prednisone with no problem, but patients with brittle diabetes would be a special situation. And the other one that's really worth mentioning, particularly to the sort of general medical oncologist, is this issue of fluid retention. The original studies of abiraterone acetate excluded patients with congestive heart failure, low ejection fraction. And it's worth noting because you can't unmask sort of subclinical or mild congestive heart failure in patients if you're not careful. So particularly as you treat older, frailer patients, it's worth taking a history about their cardiac history, understanding whether they've had prior myocardial infarctions, look to the record to see if they've had an ejection fraction measurement. And I have seen some cases where that wasn't attended to, and then patients end up with problems that could have been prevented.
Just to be clear now, you're talking about the corticosteroid, not the abiraterone, correct?
No, it's really the abiraterone in that case.
Abiraterone?
So as mechanistically part of it, as a steroid biosynthesis inhibitor,
Sure.
a well-established side effect of that is fluid retention, which in well-selected patients is really unlikely to be an issue, but is an issue that is worth mentioning because all of the original pivotal studies of abiraterone excluded patients with congestive heart failure.
So it has a mineralocorticoid effect, I guess.
Exactly.